did you leave? Don't you know who is speaking?
Abbas said, yes, mother.
But father has told Qanbar to go and bring water for Hussein. But Qanbar is my father's servant, and Hussein's servant is I. How could I have it that Qanbar brings water for Hussein and not me? With these words, Abbas rushed back, got to Hussein, placed the water on his hands, bowed his head down and said, oh Hussein, Master Hussein, in future, whenever you want water, you ask me. As long as I am alive, I will never let you be short of water. These were the words of Abbas. The group of people who perhaps could understand the significance of Hazrat Abbas is perhaps our sisters. For only they will know what it would be like to have a brother like Abbas. When Zainab, Umm Kulthum, Layla, when they had their hijabs, they thought of Abbas. Whilst Abbas was there, they felt their hijabs were there. I take you now to Karbala. Abbas is there. But Abbas is not just like one of the other compatriots of Imam Hussein. Whereas Habib was a friend of Hussein, Hur became a friend of the people of Karbala. Abbas, he is Hussein's backbone. Abbas, he is Zainab's hope. Abbas, he is the answer to Sakina's prayers. Abbas had a pivotal figure and had a pivotal role in Karbala. We see a strange theme as we look in the morning of Karbala, of Ashura. There is a circle of about 40-50 children. In the middle, there is Sakina. And in front of Sakina, there is this 32-year-old man, a handsome, beautiful man who was titled the Qamar, the moon. He is kneeling on his knees, his head is bowed in front of Sakina, and Sakina is putting on a water carrier onto Abbas's neck. As Sakina puts this bag onto Imam Hussein's neck, she's saying to the children, children, don't worry. Children, don't worry. I am sending Uncle Abbas now. Uncle Abbas will go and he will bring our water. Oh, Asghar, don't worry, Asghar. The water is coming. Your parched lips which haven't tasted water will taste them today. These were the hopes of Sakina. Indeed, these were the hopes of all the children. Once the bag had been placed on Abbas, Sakina takes the hand of Abbas. Abbas says to Sakina, Sakina, you are the daughter of my master. I am ready to go, but I must seek permission of my master. Sakina says, Uncle, leave that to me. I will arrange that. Abbas goes towards Imam Hussein. Mawla. Abbas turns his back. Mawla, it's me, Abbas. Hussein keeps his back turned, tears filling his eyes. When Abbas realizes that Hussein isn't turning round, he says,
oh Hussein, you're my beloved master, please let me go and fetch water. Please let me go and fetch water. The children are crying, The children are crying, without water they're dying. The children are dying, without water they're crying. I've just made a promise to your daughter. Made a promise to your daughter.
These words came out of Abbas's lips. Hussein turned round. He looked at Abbas. He kissed him on his head. And then he said,
"Oh, brother Abbas, why do you make such a request? Sending you for water will be sending you to your death. Sending you for water will be sending you to your death. Oh, heart of Ali, oh, sword of Ali, oh, heart of Ali, oh, sword of Ali, with that you got the hijab on Zainab's head, got the hijab on Zainab's head."
These words rang out of Imam Hussein's mouth, and Sakina says, "Father, I have promised the children, Father. Father, Abid is also thirsty. Father, Asghar is also thirsty. I have promised them all water will come. I want to keep my word." Hussein takes Sakina in his arms. As he takes Sakina in his arms, he brings it close and says, "Sakina, Sakina, are you sure you want Abbas to go? Are you sure you want uncle to go?" Sakina says, "Yes, he will bring me water." Hussein said, "Don't complain afterwards. Don't complain that your uncle didn't return to me." Hussein realizes it's time for Abbas to go. Abbas says, "Mawla, Mawla, let me go." Hussein says, "Abbas, Abbas, go with your sisters." Abbas turns. He goes towards the tent. Zainab is standing there. They exchange their salams. Zainab says, "Abbas, is it the time already? Abbas, is it the time already that you have to go? Abbas, it only seems like yesterday we were in Kufa with Father Ali. Abbas, is it already time?" Zainab bids farewell to Abbas. Before Abbas leaves, Zainab says, "Abbas, brother Abbas, the beauty of Abbas is he never referred to Zainab as his sister, and he never referred to Hussein as his brother. Referred to them as masters." Zainab says, "Abbas, please walk from here to there." Abbas walks the distance. Abbas says, "Why do you want me to walk like this?" Zainab says, "Abbas, I wanted to remind myself of Baba Ali and how he used to walk. Abbas, when I see you walk, it reminds me of my father." With these words, Abbas paid his respect. He went to Hussein. Hussein said, "Abbas, Abbas, oh my dear brother, I'm surely sending you to go and get water, but you must promise. You must promise that you won't fight. Abbas, you will promise you will not make war. You will only defend yourself. You will not attack the enemy, but in defense." Abbas, this valiant son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, looks at his sword. He looks at his shield, bows his head, and says, "You are my aka, you are my master." Sakina at the time is walking around. A smile, a little smile breaks on her lips as she goes around to the crying children. "Don't cry, Baba is going, Uncle Abbas is going, he'll bring water, I will feed you with my hand. Oh, Uncle Abbas will also come and feed you with your hand. Don't cry, water is coming, don't worry." Abbas mounts his horse,
a strange thing occurred here. As he was about to mount his horse, Fizza, that old servant of the Ahle Bayt, Fizza, she cries out, Zainab, Uncle Zoom, come quick, you always ask me, how did Ali appear before he rode his horse and went to fight in Khaybar and in Badr? There, look at Abbas. It is exactly the same way as your father Ali went to fight.
As Abbas rode off, as he rides off, the words from Hussein's lips come, there goes my back. There goes my back. Zainab cries out, there goes our hijab. There goes our hijab. Sakina cries out, there goes our thirst. There goes our thirst. Indeed it was. As a bath gallops on towards the river. On his animal, he says to his animal,
oh, beloved animal, now don't fail me. Thirsty children are crying, can't you see? Thirsty children are crying, can't you see? I give a promise, water for them will be blessed. I give a promise, water for them will be blessed. How can I ignore the humble request? How can I ignore the humble request?
With these words, Abbas went to get water. He reached the water. As he reached the water, Shimmer cries out. Shimmer, I must point out, was a distant relative of Abbas. Through their mother, Umm al-Baneen. Shimmer cries out, oh Abbas, I granted you reprieve to leave Hussein and give bayat to Yazid, but you chose to cut short your life when you could have enjoyed all the world's greed. Oh Abbas, I granted you reprieve to leave Hussein and give bayat to Yazid, but you chose to cut short your life when you could have enjoyed all the word reprieve. Abbas replies from his horse, nor do I care for your reprieve, nor do I care for the creed. 1,000 times should I live and die, for Hussein I want to die. 1,000 times should I live and die, for Hussein I want to die. Shimmer was surprised. Shimmer was surprised as he came to see. No one had he seen fight like this since Ali. He called out, all men fire your arrows and throw all your spears. Let the children of Hussein drown in their tears. These were the words of Shimmer as Abbas gets to the river.
Abbas
gets to the river. He fills the water carrier with water. As he fills the water, he looks round to his horse. He says, oh beloved animal, why are you going thirsty? You're just an animal. What have you with the thirst of Hussein? Please, drink. You must at least drink. The horse refuses to drink. The horse refuses to drink. As Abbas puts the water in the bag, some of his hand gets wet. He looks at the water on his hand. He tries to dry them on the sand. And as he does so, he lifts his hands up in prayer and prays, oh Allah, oh Allah, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when I come in front of Hussein, oh Allah, I beg you, not with these wet hands. It should not be that Hussein stood there in front of me with his dry lips, thirsty, and I should be there with hands with water all over them. Oh Allah, not with wet hands. With these words, Abbas fills the bag of water.
Abbas touched the water as tight as he could. Promised to Sakina he felt would be good. Promised to Sakina he felt would be good. Spears cut off his arms, arrows pierced his eyes. Spears cut off his arms, arrows pierced his eyes. Water filled in sand, mixed in with his cries. Mixed in with his cries.
Indeed, that is what happened. That is what happened.
But I ask you, how must it have appeared from where Hussein and Zainab were watching? It must have appeared like this, that Abbas, Alamdar as he is also called, the standard bearer, as he took the water, he mounts his horse, as he comes back, Hussein and Zainab are watching the standard at first missing the right, as they watch the standard slowly move to the left, as they carry on watching the standard slowly move to the front. You all know what happened, why the standard moved from right, but why did it move to left, and why did it move in front, and finally, the standard fell. The standard of Abbas fell on the floor. Abbas. I can't go into more details as why the standard fell. You all know why it fell. Abbas puts the bag of water in his teeth. As it's in his teeth, he puts it under his chest, between the mane of the horse and his chest. He puts it in his chest and prays, oh Allah, I promise Sakina, oh Allah, I promise Sakina, the children are thirsty. He cries out to his horse, oh horse, gallop fast, let me reach Sakina now, just lest this water should be spilled. But the Malhoon fired their arrows and they threw their spears. And indeed, the children of Hussein drowned in their tears. One arrow, one solitary arrow, pierced the back. You can imagine how Abbas felt. You can imagine how this man without his arms, how he felt. When he saw the water pouring in front of him, mixing in the sand. Before he fell from the horse, Sakina says, to the other people. I can't see my uncle. Where is my uncle Abbas? Fizza takes Sakina and shows him. As Fizza shows Sakina to Abbas, just before Abbas falls from the horse, this was the last time Sakina saw Abbas and the last time Abbas saw Sakina. Why? Because at this point, Abbas never returned from the river. And from here, Sakina went to Sham. And Sakina never returned from Sham. As they see each other from a distance, before Abbas fell, he cried out, Sakina, my dear, please forgive me. I tried to quench it, but it could not be. I tried to quench your thirst, but it could not be. Don't tell that of daughters. Don't tell that of daughters that I have no one. Don't tell that of daughters that I have no one. The hijab are now in Allah's hands. Hijabs are now in Allah's hands. A reply came to Sakina as she saw Abbas fall. She cried out to Abbas. Sakina, she cried out to Abbas, as Abbas fell, from now on this world for me will be like hell, from now on this world for me will be like hell, from now on this world for me will be like hell. No thirst do I feel, no water do I need, no thirst do I feel, no water do I need. Oh, Uncle Abbas, please come back, I plead, please come back, I plead. Allah says this not to be. Abbas was not to return. Abbas lies there. As he lies there, he calls out, Mawla, Mawla Hussain, Adrikna. Hussain, Mawla, Adrikna. Hussain. Hussain, when he went to get all the bodies, he ran. But for Abbas,
his back was bent. He tried to run, he fell. He got up, he tried to run, he fell. He lifted one hand, and as he lifted his hand, with one hand on his back, he cried, Brother Abbas, please hold on to your lad. I've been carrying bodies all day, I can't run fast. I've been carrying bodies all day, I can't run fast. Oh, my humble brother, what have they done? Oh, my humble brother, what have they done? Hopes of dying of the job are surely gone. Hopes of the job are gone. Hussain reaches Abbas. He puts Abbas's head in his lap. Abbas says, Ya Mawla, Mawla, I wish to do my ziyarat, but how can I? In one eye there is an arrow, and in the other eye full of blood. Mawla, please wipe this blood so I can do your ziyarat. Imam Hussain, he wipes the blood from Abbas's eye. Abbas gives a sigh. Alhamdulillah. As he sees Hussain's face, Hussain says, Abbas, Abbas, can I ask something of you? Abbas, can I ask something of you? Abbas said, Oh Mawla, all my life I was wanting you to ask something you never did, and today you ask me. But Mawla Hussain, before you ask me, remember, think of what state I'm in. Mawla, think of the state I am in before you ask me. My arms are no longer with me, Mawla. Hussain replies, Abbas, all your life you called me brother. All your life you called me master. Abbas, all your life you called me master. Abbas, I have dreamed the day you called me brother. Abbas turned away. Hussain says, Abbas, can't you grant this request? Can't you grant this request? Abbas looks to Medina. A voice comes from Ummul Baneen. Oh Abbas, you have succeeded. Call him brother. Abbas says, Ya Mawla, I am your brother. A voice comes from the tent from Zainab. She says, Abbas, you called Hussain brother today. Today you have to call me my sister as well. Today you have to call me sister Abbas. As Hussain cradles the head of Abbas in his lap, he says, Abbas, any request? Abbas says, yes. Says, Hussain, tell Sakina I'm sorry. Tell Sakina I'm sorry, I tried, but it couldn't help me. And Abbas, salam to Zain al-Abidin. Give my salam to Zain al-Abidin and tell him that when he makes the grave of everyone and lays the headstone, that on my headstone I don't want my name. Don't put my name. All I want him to write is the water carrier. He died thirsty. All I want him to put is the water carrier. He died thirsty. With these words, Abbas breathes his last. And history tells us the words of Hussain were, From today, those eyes which slept peacefully, those eyes from today will never see sleep. Imam Hussain said, Those eyes from today which slept safely, from today will never sleep. Hussain takes the thunder. This is Abbas. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He kisses the thunder. So Sammy turns to the camp. He gives the standard to Zainab. Zainab, today you have become Abbas. Zainab, from today you are Abbas. Zainab takes the standard. She puts it in the ground. All the women gather. And as they cry and they lament from Abbas, Zainab raises her hand and she says, "Oh lady, stop. I guaranteed you when we came to Karbala and I promised you that your hijab will be safe. But today I plead, can I have my guarantee back of your hijab? They are not safe anymore." The final words come from that Malhoon Shimmer. History tells us that when Shimmer, with his magic hand, had cut the head of Imam Hussein, he picked up the head of Hussein from the hair and he said, "I saw the lips move." And what did he see? And what did he hear when the lips moved? He said, "I heard three words from the lips of Hussein from his cut head. I heard Abbas! I heard Abbas! I heard Abbas!" When you open your taps tonight and you drink your water, remember Abbas. Oh, you sisters, when you drink your water, put your hijabs, remember Abbas, and then remember Zainab. Remember that. Salawat.